Chapter 26. Decker rose promptly at 6 a.m., feeling refreshed, despite not much sleep. He looked out his window at the gathering dawn and reflected on his conversation with Jameson. It had been wonderful to hear her voice. It had been humbling to hear the woman's words. He knew he had to get his shit together. And if he walked away from this, from the only thing he'd been good at since football, then what would he do with his life? To make himself get out of bed each day. To avoid once more sinking into the abyss of the past. Decker was not a superstitious man. But right as he had gone to sleep, he'd seen his daughter, and Molly was trying to talk to him, saying things he really couldn't make out, though he had desperately tried to, because his exhausted mind had fooled him into thinking she was really there. The thing was, Molly had never come to him in a vision. Not like that. Perhaps she could tell he was at a crossroads. And I probably am. He knew what his wife would tell him.
You're no quitter. You've never been a quitter. When shit got tough, you just brought a bigger shovel and left scorched earth in your wake.
And now maybe he knew what Molly was trying to tell him, and Jameson. So he showered, shaved, brushed his teeth extra hard, changed into clean clothes, tucked his shirt in, and combed his hair. Next, he put on his only jacket, a corduroy one with elbow patches. And while the jacket was old and not stylish, it was still a jacket. He was waiting in the hotel restaurant at 7:30 sharp when White and Andrews showed up within a minute of each other. White looked him up and down, noting the groomed appearance and the jacket.
You look ready for war, Decker.
Maybe I am. He glanced at Andrews. Let's grab some chow and coffee and go over what needs going over.
The APBs have turned up nothing, said Andrews, as they ate. Kelly's phone must be turned off because we couldn't trace it, but search warrants are being issued for Lancer's and Draymond's homes. Should have them this morning, in fact.
Good, said Decker. And the entry log for the guard gate?
I have people going over that and noting anything that we'll have to run down. From what I've been told so far, there's not much there. It did show Draymond came through the gate around 8 p.m. that night. I did confirm Davidson was on the Zoom calls with two clients at the times he says. And you said Tyler gave him an alibi for the rest of the relevant time period. We'll have to get an official statement from him.
Right, but as I suggested before, what if Davidson hired someone to kill her?
I can check his financials, see if he made any large payments or took out a bunch of cash. Hitmen like cash.
Okay, said Decker. What about Gamma? And any info on threats received by the judge.
I got an email from their counsel late last night. As you hinted at, they said we would have to go to court if we wanted any information.
Decker flitted back through his memory cloud and thought about each time they had asked someone about threats to the judge. The result was confusing at best. Okay, what else? He said.
I received the judge's trial docket info late last night. Went over it. There seems to be no cases worth looking at, including the RICO one. White said,
I was hoping there would be something there to tie into the blindfold and the weird note left behind.
Andrews finished his coffee and eyed them. Any particular place you want to start today?
Why don't you and White collect the warrants and go check out Lancer's and Draymond's places?
On these words, White gave him a death stare that Decker avoided altogether. And what will you do? Asked Andrews.
I'm going back to the judge's house.
Why?
Asked White sharply.
To look at it again. We can meet back up later.
He held up his hand.
Keys to the rental?
White tossed them to him and added icily.
There you go, Decker. Knock yourself out.
After he walked off, Andrews and White sat there in silence. Finally, Andrews said,
Anything going on I need to know about?
White continued to stare at the departing Decker before turning to Andrews.
If you find out, be sure to tell me.